Hillary under fire. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hillary Clinton now says she misspoke last week.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
She was talking about her 1996 trip to Bosnia.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Apparently she never considered that the reporters who were with her would check their archives.
That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed.
Needless to say, we don't see Hillary or Chelsea or Sheryl Crow or Sinbad or the schoolchildren ducking bullets. So what really happened? Well, as former Army Secretary and Clinton supporter Togo West somewhat sheepishly explained, a First Lady gets different security than the press. Not that they don't love the press.
But you can understand that they would have said to the First Lady, we're not going to take any chances with you. Run, duck.
In any case, Senator Clinton now admits there was a misstatement. Quote, I say a lot of things, millions of words a day, so if I misspoke, that was just a misstatement. Wait a second. Millions of words a day? Really? Millions? Okay, if Senator Clinton speaks millions of words a day, that means at least 2 million. 2 million words in 24 hours is 83,000 words an hour. That's 1,300 words a minute, 23 words a second, which would sound roughly like this. Hillary Clinton is braver than John McCain. Yeah, let's see how long it takes the mainstream media to pick up on that angle. Do I get my Pulitzer now? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.